Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aatam Valves Limited Q4 FY24 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Yadav from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Aatam Valves Limited Q4 FY24 conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Amit Jain, Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amit Jain. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amit Jain, Managing Director, Aatam Valves Limited. I extend my warm welcome to all investors and the analyst community to our quarter four financial year 2024 con call. Before we delve into the specifics of Q4 FY24 and FY24 performance, allow me to provide a concise overview of our company and its business model to those who are joining for the first time in our con call. Aatam Valves Limited is a leading manufacturer of industrial and plumbing valves. The company produces a diverse range of valves, including gate, globe, check, ball, butterfly, steam traps, boiler mountings, and accessories, and other industrial valves and fittings. Our products are designed to handle service conditions ranging from -192 degrees to 550 degrees and pressure of up to 10,000 PSI. Our multi-capability manufacturing infrastructure spread over 500,000 sq ft area, and our talent pool of over 500 professionals has strengthened us as a leading supplier of industrial valves. The company has three specialized foundry shops for non-ferrous, stainless steel, and carbon and alloy steel, each with multiple molding techniques. The company has a valve manufacturing capacity of 96,000 pieces per month across all product categories, and for FY24, our capability utilization was 85%. Over the years, with our product innovation and quality supply, the company has emerged as a trusted partner to numerous industries like oil and gas, refining, petrochemicals, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, marine, mining, water and wastewater, textile, sugar, and HVAC industries. As mentioned, product innovation is key to success, and to expand our offerings, we are currently pursuing the production of large-sized valves, strategically aiming to meet the diverse needs of the entire valve industry. With a strong client portfolio of 300 clients, we are meeting the diverse needs of various industrial valves. To name a few of our marquee clients, we are trusted suppliers to Thermax, NTPC, HPCL, BPCL, Indian Oil, Adani, Voltas, Hind Rectifiers, Ganesh Industrial Suppliers, Universal Mills Stores, Raman Sales Corporation, Global Flow Controls, Cheema Boilers. Our top 15 clients contribute 80% of sales. We are efficiently meeting the rising requirement of our client with our strong dealer network of 750 dealers, which we aim to enhance to 1,000 dealers in the coming period. We are equally focusing our export business, which contributes a meager 3% currently, however, having strong strategies to increase the same to 25% in coming years, strengthening our brand in the overseas market. We are actively pursuing opportunities in the U.S. or North American market through strategic partnership and approval for manufacturing. These collaborations underscore our dedication to delivering cutting-edge solutions to our customers. Our international presence is in South Africa, USA, U.K., and Indonesia. We intend to increase our presence in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Tanzania, Kenya, Russia. We actively participate in exhibitions in the domestic and international market to understand the emerging trend in the valve market and promote our product to existing and new clients. Currently, revenue and profitability contribution from hospitality exhibitions and event is 20% of sales. To talk about revenue contribution from our business verticals, In the boiler segment, it contributes 30% of sales, domestic appliances, 40% of the sales, hydro projects contributes 10% of sales, other products and projects contributes 20% of sales. Future growth drivers. The global industrial wall market is projected to reach $99.8 billion by 2028. The growth of the industrial wall market is driven by the rising demand from healthcare and pharmaceutical industries, the establishment of smart cities globally, and the rapid deployment of connected networks to monitor wall condition and predict system failure, providing Atom Walls with abundant opportunities for growth. Navigating the dynamic landscape, our strategic positioning emphasis on innovation and comprehensive product portfolio ensure that we are well prepared to capitalize on high development prospects in all walls industry segments. The commitment position us to thrive into the evolving automotive landscape, ensuring sustained growth and success of our company. Furthermore, we are executing a forward integration into bathware items under the brand Dele with a capex plan of approximately 30 crore, considering the growing demand due to increased housing construction and evolving consumer presence for stylish bathware. We expect humongous growth opportunity in this segment, and our strategic decision is expected to contribute significantly to our total revenue in FY25-26, contributing to our overall revenue. Way forward, the company got listed on the BSE SME platform in October 2020 and migrated to main board of BSE and NSE in May 2023. With a vision to be a leading player servicing and the entire wall industry, we are heading to financial year 25, where we see robust contribution from our traditional wall business. We have set a target of 1,000 crore revenue company by 2032. Financial highlights. I'm sure you had an opportunity to go through our financial performance for Q4, FY24 and FY24. I'll take you through the financial highlights of the company for the reported period. For Q4 FY24, we ended the quarter with satisfying revenues of 17.25 crore, reporting 52 BPS increase in EBITDA margin to 23.23%. Our net profit was reported at 2.68 crore with NPM of 15.55%. Coming to our FY24 performance, we reported 7% growth in revenues to 52.6 crore with EBITDA margin of 18.66%. At PBT level, our profit was at 8 crore and the net profit level at 5.8 crore. Excuse me. Yeah. I must assure that your company is strategically positioned to leverage the rising demand opportunities in the domestic market as well as in the international market. With these brief remarks, I take this opportunity to thank all the stakeholders for being an integral part of our growth journey. Your support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success, and we genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. Now, I request to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and good morning to everybody. Sir, just wanted to understand why...
May I request you to use your handset? Your audio is not very clear, ma'am.
Am I clear now?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity and good morning to everybody. Sir, I wanted to understand what has gone wrong that we have seen a dip in our revenue for Q4 FY24 compared to its corresponding period, which has actually affected the overall FY24 growth. revenue growth?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get it. The voice was not clear.
So just wanted to understand what has gone wrong, where we have seen the dip in the revenue for Q4 FY 2024 as compared to its corresponding period, which has also affected our overall FY 2024 revenue.
I'm sorry again, I still didn't get it. The voice was not clear at all.
Ma'am, may I request you to use your handset, please?
It's a handset. It's a handset. Am I clear now?
The audio is not very clear, ma'am.
One second. Sir, is it clear now? Hello?
Yeah, much better.
Yes, ma'am, please go ahead.
Is it clear now?
Yes, ma'am, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, wanted to understand why we have seen a dip in the revenue in Q4 FY 2024 as compared to our corresponding period, which has affected our overall revenue growth for FY 2024.
You have seen a dip. So it was a good quarter in comparison to last three quarters, but we expected more from the Q4, because in the last previous years, we have seen that Q4 has always been, you know, multiple folds than other Q quarters. Yeah, because of, you know, MSME norms, some projects were kept on hold because of 45 days payment system, which has implemented. So most of the projects were put on hold. That's the only reason, because we had orders in hand, but we were told to, you know, not to send and wait for a while. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I believe there is no other major issues.
Okay. Sir, in that case, now, should we consider that Q4 is normally a good period for company?
Yes, it has always been.
Okay. And sir, then whatever the order has been kept on a hold, as you explained, due to the MSME norm, so can we expect the same to flow in Q1 FY 2025, and Q1 FY 2025 is expected to be much better as compared to its corresponding period?
Yes. We're expecting the same, because still they have been put on hold because people are not sure about what the MSME conditions will be. But we are hopeful that in this quarter we will be able to achieve better results than other quarters. Yeah.
Sir, can you help? Could you please help us to understand what do you actually mean by MSME conditions? So is there any demand lag for their products or any regulation has affected? What has gone wrong where we have seen such a hold on our order book from MSME?
The MSME has implemented that you have to pay within 45 days. So like the credit period in our whole system is about 90 days-120 days. So people are, you know, worried about the, you know, it's kind of tough for them to take care of the funds accordingly. So they want to be sure about certain things. Otherwise, you know, all the unpaid amount will be kept as a profit to them, and they have to pay taxes on that. So that's the only reason.
Okay. And sir, what has contributed to the dip in our EBITDA margin for FY 2024?
See, we have been, you know, attending lots of exhibition to promote our products, and the results are expected from those exhibitions in this year. So that's the only reason. We have been trying to expand, and that's the only reason you have seen a dip in EBITDA.
Okay. Sir, in that case, 18% for whole FY 2024 and 23% for the quarter. So what kind of guidance you would like to give for the FY 2025? Or as an analyst, what we should expect the EBITDA margin to range in this?
For this year?
Yes, FY 2025, current year.
We'll try to, you know, maintain the existing one, but, yeah, there will be slight improvement, but we cannot, as of now, we cannot comment on the, you know, the exact figures, but definitely we will try to improve on that.
Yeah, but sir, existing figures is little confusing because 18% is for the full year and 23% is for the quarter. So what we should assume, 23% or 18% or maybe 20% or 25%?
No, it will be around 20 to 25%. Yeah, in between 20 to 25%.
The quarter may vary, but the full year you expect to 20 to 25%. Am I understanding it correct?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for patient answering. I will come back.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from SmartSync Investment Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible? Am I clear?
Sir, may I request you to use your handset, sir? Your audio is not very clear.
I'm using handset. Am I clear now? Am I clear?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead. We'll check, sir.
Okay. So my first question is, what's the current update on the Saudi and the US market? If you're planning to move to the Saudi and US market, what has been the development so far? That's my first question.
Well, we are trying to get into that market through API certification, and in next 2 months we'll be API compliant, and by August or September we'll be having API certification, and that will help us getting into that market of oil and refineries.
But as a follow-up question, and QP have mentioned that Q4 will be getting the API certification and things will start close. This quarter, what has happened? What has taken the delay?
I cannot understand the question. Please, can I, your voice is not clear.
Now I'm audible. So my follow-up.
You're audible, but it's not there.
Now is it clear?
So may I request you to rejoin the queue, sir, with a better connection?
Oh, I hope now it's clear again. As a follow-up question, I just asked. So what you have mentioned is, this quarter, so you have said that by Q2 you will be making sure that by Q2 I mentioned Q4 everything will be over. The API certification, what has to be done?
I'm so sorry, I didn't get it. The voice is not at all clear.
So your audio is not clear. May I request you to rejoin the queue, please? Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Deepak Saha from DR Choksi FinServ Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello, I'm audible?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir, good afternoon. Just connecting to the question asked by the previous participants, you said that because of the changes in MSME norms, there was some lag on the top line, right? So now when we look at the full year inventory number, so that has gone up quite significantly, nearly from 13 crore to, say, 21 crore. So just trying to understand, what is that form of inventory? Is it in the form of like finished goods or raw material or something work in progress? If you can share some color, because is it because that you have some finished goods and couldn't sell, which will get, you know, finished in the next quarter, as in when the this cloud around the MSME payment structure gets more clear. So if you can share some color on the inventory number.
The inventory for the finished products is almost half of the value that we have a stock for. Yes, because all of these orders kept on hold, and we were anticipating some more orders from the market. So that's the only reason we have good inventory in hand. So you can say that, you know, finished product is more than about 10 CR in hand. And rest of the product, rest of the value is from work in progress and raw material.
Okay, so this out of this 21 crore, you're saying 10 crore?
More than 10 crore of worth of material is in the shape of finished product, which we can sell today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and when do you expect that particular amount? Like, is it because is it like next quarter we have visibility, we can sell off these inventories or this finished product? I mean, trying to understand when this MSME payment issue that you're seeing right now can resolve.
See, it's still in the talks with the government, and we are hopeful that in first quarter we'll be able to liquidate about 70% of the stock.
Okay.
The finished
okay.
stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next question, I mean, just make those numbers if you can just share those numbers quite a bit again. On the capacity side, you said that your current capacity utilization is 85%, right?
Yeah.
And can you give the units? I just missed those numbers in terms of units.
See, our total capacity is 96,000 pieces per day. So,
on a day?
By day, yeah.
Oh, okay.
85%, that's 81,600 pieces per day.
Okay, okay, sir. And the next question is on the employee benefit expenses that's reflected on your financials. That has also taken kind of 30% jump. So just some color. Like, is it because of a lot of talent or new talent that we have acquired, or just a because the trend I think is quite sharp for this particular year, 30% jump on year-on-year basis. So some texture on that, sir.
Yeah. As I said earlier, that we are trying to, you know, get into the plumbing, HVAC, and firefighting market. So we have to participate in all the, you know, exhibitions that's been happening. And to expand into the market, we have to have team. We used to have, you know, 3-4 people in the sales total. Now, these days, we have 16 people. So that's the reason it has gone up. You have seen the jump in the employees condition, and on top of it, we are anticipating that this year it will pay back.
Okay. That's clear. And in one of your previous calls, I mean, in your earlier remarks, you alluded to the fact that 30 crore capex on bathroom faucets, right? But on the last call that conducted just a month or two ago, you said there were certain, you know, delays on the tie-ups you were planning with for this bathroom faucet. I think certain imports were supposed to come, but that did not work out and it got delayed. So what is the situation right now, and when do we see this bathroom faucet thing, you know, comes into the picture?
It's still on the cards, but it's been delayed, yeah, because we want to get into the API system. And we see that, you know, that's our own product, and we don't have to depend on the manufacturer. For bathwares, we were thinking of importing it from China, and we had tie-up with the 2-3 manufacturers there. We are still in talks with them, and, you know, but we are concentrating more on API range of walls for oil and refineries. And, yeah, I believe that in this year, you might see some of the range coming in bath faucets as well.
You mean to say, I mean, for this year, you might have capabilities built or direct revenue might flow in for the faucet, sir?
No, we'll import only. We are not going to, you know, manufacture in-house, yeah. We'll import only.
So this 30 crore capex, is it going to be in what form, I mean, that you are highlighting about?
See, it was basically required to generate, we need to spend more on the capital investment, you know, with the machinery and stuff like that. But we believe to start with, because we want to have our own brand in the market. To start with, we'll come up with a small range from the Chinese manufacturers only, and we'll try to develop the markets here, and then we'll utilize step by step this 30 CR. It's not required as of now, but maybe once we are happy with the, you know, systems and the market trends, then we'll spend on the capital.
Okay, so that's not the immediate execution plan that you have. I mean, once you want the
that's
so let's say probably FY26 would be somewhere we should more look for this number, right?
Yes.
Okay. And on the API side, sir, if you can just confirm on the status, Because earlier we were talking about the Q1, probably we should get the status, I mean, the certification for this petrochemical, you know, license. So what's the status there, and by what time we're expecting it to get in and we can actually start delivering on those $2 million order that you earlier alluded that you have, you know, early stage talks with. So what's the status and development there?
In Q1, we'll be API compliant because we are already on the job and we have conducted some surveys as well within the company, audits as well. So we'll be API compliant, then we can start, you know, supplying API related valves to the clients. And by August or September, we'll be API certified. And after that, you know, the numbers will go up as far as sales are concerned for API related ones. But we will start getting orders as far as soon as we become API compliant.
Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, I think earlier you said there will be there are some talks with certain vendors or certain clients of nearby $2 million, right? For this.
Yes.
Only for this API-based product.
Yes. We're still in talk with them, and they are regularly visiting us.
Okay.
They are helping us in getting that API.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, that's really cheers to the ears. And this thing, I think API, you are basically getting from your Canada tie-up, from one of the, you know, tie-ups that you have. I mean, that route is like that only, right? I mean, initially.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine, sir. I mean, that's all from my end. Thank you and all the best for 2025.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. May we request you to use your handset, sir, while asking the questions. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Now is it clear? Much better?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, we have been doing a wonderful job, so it's congrats on that part. Secondly, my question, firstly, my question was on our competitor. So can you give us some light on how, who our competitors are, and how do they differ, and how we differ, compared to them?
Yeah, well, as far as API related customers or competitors are concerned, we have, you know, Praveen Industries, we have Ostwald Industries, we have Hava Valves. They are all big players and having a revenue of 400, 500, 700 crores company. So they've been associated with API related valves from last more than 10 to 12 years. And we are relatively new, and we are entering into that market, and that's the only reason we have kept a, you know, big numbers for us in another 6-7 years. So because market is there, requirement is there, and we know that we can get into that space. And for the existing product range, if you talk about, you know, plumbing or firefighting, we have Zolotovals there. They have been in this market from last, I think, 10, 12 years, 20 years, and their revenue is more than 300 crore. We have Shunt Valves, their revenue is about 100 crore for these related valves. So, you know, side by side, we see that growth is there, and we can fill that space as well in the plumbing industry.
Okay. Understood, understood. That was helpful. Sir, also, could you highlight whether we plan to secure our export or we provide our credit period or separate we do?
Sorry, can you repeat that question, please?
Do we secure our exports that we do with ECGC?
Not as of now, because mostly our sales in exports are on, you know, advance basis. We get the payment before we ship the material from here.
Okay. Okay, that's
because
great.
Because exports are not much. As soon as you know they grow, then definitely depending on the customers and other stuff, other terms and conditions, will definitely involve ECGP as well.
Okay. Sir, understood. Thanks for that. That's helpful and that answers my question. And all the best for your future.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. In the last call, you had alluded that we would be achieving about 80 CR the revenues in FY24, and we have an order book of around 60 crores. So, but you mentioned that there were some MSME issues.
Yeah.
Did you not foresee them while conducting, I mean, the previous concord at that time? Did you not foresee having such issues? And also, the shortfall from 80, about 30 CR shortfall. So, I mean, should we expect this to flow in Q1?
See, when I said 80 CR, we were thinking of, bringing the faucets as well, bathroom faucet. But that was kept on hold because we concentrated on the API range of walls. And this MSME thing, it has come up in the late Feb. So nobody has anticipated that. So that was the case happened with us as well. So the shortfall that you are talking about is mostly for, some range of MSME that we have a stock for all those finished products as well as, the bathroom faucet, which is not there on the cards as of now. Yeah, we can see, as I said earlier, 70% of the finished stock should be liquidated in the Q1.
All right. So you had mentioned that Q4 would be, the revenues of Q4 would be as much as combined of Q1, Q2 and Q3. So,
yeah.
I mean, I want to understand the magnitude. So, I mean, what kind of revenue should we look at in Q1 given that, given the shortfall that we faced in Q4? And by when do you expect this MCM issue to, be resolved?
Even yesterday, our finance minister has given some comments on the MSME this system, but she is being reluctant that this law will not change. So people have to adjust. So they are still fighting that it's kind of tough for all MSMEs to pay in 45 days because of the system they carry from last so many years. It's a payment terms of 90 to 120 days. So they have to, lower their inventory to cope up with this 45-day system. So hopefully it will take some time, but in quarter one, by the end of quarter one, we'll see some relatively changed system in MSME as well.
So I mean, what kind of revenue spillovers can we expect in Q1 as compared to Q1 last year?
As of now, it's kind of tough to, commit on any numbers. But as I said, we are hoping that we'll close by at least 7 CR for the Q1.
Sorry, how much did you say?
Seven CR.
All right. So last year we did around 10 CR in Q1. So this year you're saying that we'll do 17 CR.
Yeah, you can say that.
So what is the current order book? You had mentioned that we had 60 crores worth of orders in the November con call. So what is the current order book?
See, we have orders in hand, but all have been put on hold because most of the projects are on hold. But we have order book of about 25 CR with us.
All right. And sir, What is the guidance for FY25 in terms of top line and bottom line?
Our target is 70 to 75 CR.
All right. So one last question. Why are we getting into bathware business whereas we have always been in the walls business? So, I mean, what makes us not concentrate on our core business and make us diversify into something that we do not specialize in?
No, we were thinking of getting into the bar process in last year, but we kept it on hold because we wanted to concentrate on API range of all. Yeah, bar faucets is a, you know, premium segment, and it's something that can add to the value of our own brand, you know. That's the only reason. But as of now, we are not doing anything on those lines.
All right. So, and my last question is, we have an order book of 25 crores, you mentioned. So, I mean,
yeah,
what gives us the confidence this year that we will achieve revenues of about 70 crore with 20 to 25% EBITDA margins? I mean, where are we getting this confidence from? Because for the last 2 years, the revenues have been stagnant.
Because last year we have introduced some more team members in the sales, and we have started participating in the different exhibition, and this year we are expecting a good revenue from those lines as well, like I said, plumbing and other stuff. And with the API coming into the picture in next 2 months, definitely our order book will increase and we'll be able to achieve this margin revenue.
All right, so thank you, that's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that, sir, what gives you confidence that, sir, we can increase our revenues 20-fold over the next 5 years? Sir, because the market surely will not be growing at this kind of pace. Market will not go up 20 times in 5 years.
We are not into that market as of now, because it's a big market as far as API range of walls are concerned with the oil and refineries. And once we have those API, we'll definitely, you know, start manufacturing bigger range of walls. Like, we are doing only up to 12 to 14 inches. We want to go up to 72 inches. So that's the only reason. And we know that there's a big cushion and we can get into that space.
So out of this, let's say 1,000 crore top line expected over the next 5 years, so what kind of percentage is exports going to contribute broadly?
At least 50%.
Okay, sir. And sir, to reach this 1,000 crore top line, what kind of cumulative capex will we need to incur?
It will be around 40 CR in total for the machinery and the jigs and fixtures and other stuff, yeah.
Okay, sir. And sir, also, sir, regarding this faucet foray, sir, we are a B2B company. Sir, so
yeah,
how we plan to get into the retail market, which will, require brand building, marketing, muscle and distribution and so on, sir, so which is not our core competence. So I hope this new division will not start incurring losses.
No, that's why we have kept it on hold. We want to build a brand in the plumbing industry. That's why we have started getting into the plumbing wall range. And once we have a brand there, then definitely, you know, that's the part of plumbing bathroom faucets. So we'll get an edge once we have, brand in that as well. Only then we'll enter into the market, because we don't want to incur any loss on that. That's for sure.
Sure, sir. And sir, in this 1,000 rupees top line, sir, what broadly is the expectation of contribution from this faucet division?
As of now, nothing. We are only
talking about
industrial walls, API walls.
So, no, sir, I'm saying, so this 1,000 crore top line by 2030, we will be able to achieve this by walls business itself, and faucet need not contribute anything in this 1,000 crore top line.
Yes. We are not considering faucet in this.
And sir, as our scale of operation increases, sir, our operating margin, do you expect it to improve from these levels?
Yes, they will definitely improve because, you know, once you get into the bigger range of bigger sizes of wards, because there are not many players and definitely the margins are very good in those. So that's why we want to get into those, that market, and EBITDA and PAT will definitely increase. There's no doubt in it.
So you were mentioning that due to this MSME receivable issue, our sales could not be booked. Otherwise, we would have achieved 80 crore in this financial year itself. So in that case, why is our guidance for the next financial year lower than what it was for this financial year? Because, I mean, if we have the orders and if we have, executed it and only the payment is pending, sir, so then we should be targeting 80 crore plus revenues for FY25. But as per your guidance, we should be expecting 70-75 crore.
Yeah, I'm just being, you know, conservative in the figures because I don't want to overcommit on certain things. So that's the only reason, because this year we are out of that small and micro segment. So we will not be in the MSME law anymore. So our clients and customers will be more, easily can do business with us, because 45 days they have to pay to micro and small, not to us, because we'll be in medium, because we have exceeded 50 CR this year.
Sir, and sir, what percentage roughly of our total business is coming from tender business?
Not the tender business. We are mostly into, you know, direct client business and dealers network.
So that means
doing anything in the tenders as of now.
So basically no PSUs, no L1 bidding and so on?
No, nothing of that sort.
Sir, but in oil and gas, oil marketing companies are pretty big players. So in future also, we have no plans to enter that market?
See, to get into the oil and refinery business, we have to have API or EAL approvals. So after that only, we'll be able to participate in those tenders.
Right, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, so that's all from my side. So thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogen Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks once again for the opportunity. Just wanted to know, like, we, as you said, that first you wanted to go in the phosphate business and then again you kept it on a hold because you wanted to focus more on the API business. We wanted to start the manufacturing, but now we are considering as a trading business, importing from China and then understanding and experiencing the market and then go for the manufacturing. So by when we can see our presence in the faucet business or the bathware business, and when actually it will start contributing?
For the faucet business, we are still skeptical about it because we are not sure how much time we can give it to that business as of now, because we want to concentrate more on API range of calls. That's the only reason we don't want to spend much on the capital investment, and we want to import and from China and see what the market trend is. But that has been kept on hold as well because we want to have our own brand in the plumbing industry first. That's why we have started plumbing walls and participating in the plumbing exhibition. So hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be able to know that if we want to get into the faucet as of now or not. Maybe in the Q4 we can take a decision.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from us. And sir, any client addition has been done in the last 6 months?
Sorry?
Any new client addition has been done in the last 6 months?
For this industry?
Wall business.
Yeah, we have a few clients. I can send the details to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heath Javeri from Moneybee. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, so my first question is, we have been looking to get into the API, the valves, and for that we are operating currently at 85% capacity. So in August or September, when our license does come, how do we expect to manufacture for those opportunities?
No, we are expanding, and we have ordered some new machinery as well. So that capacity will go up, and we want to, you know, shift some of the existing products which can give some space for the API range of walls to our other unit. So hopefully that production scale will go up, and we'll be able to meet that API requirements.
Okay. What capacity are we looking to add? Just an estimate.
To start with, we'll be concentrating more on small walls, but eventually we'll be getting into the bigger range of walls. For that, we'll be requiring a, you know, new unit and a total new infrastructure. For current infrastructure, that we can accommodate some of the API range of walls which are required to start the business. So we cannot assess as of now what kind of number of pieces we'll be adding, but yes, we'll be adding more and more products, and we'll try to compensate API range of walls with the existing range.
Okay. Thank you. That's it, my sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. You mentioned that you have 25 crore order book.
Sir, your audio has gone low, sir. Could you come a little closer to your speakerphone or use the handset, please?
Yeah. Yeah, sir, you mentioned that our order book is 25 crores and it is put on hold. Didn't get that.
The order book?
Yeah,
that has been, some of the orders have been kept on hold in the last quarter. So we have just added those in this order book. And some are the existing orders and for the existing range that keeps on coming and going as per the dealers.
Okay. No, so the order that have been put on hold, is it because of the SME issue?
That value is about 5-7 crores, about 7 crores.
Okay. No, so the predominantly that was the issue or anything else also?
No, that was the only issue, the MSME.
Okay.
Otherwise, we could have touched 60 CR.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that we want our ourselves to grow to 1,000 crore sales. So, when we are growing in that path, so what will be our network? Like, the current distributors only will do, or we will go for big orders in government or big corporates where we need to bid? So how are we planning for that?
It has to be, big companies, and we cannot do that sales through dealers. That's for sure. Okay. It has to be, direct clients like Adani Power, Reliance Energy, Alliance Oil Refinery. Then we are expecting major growth in the export business. So we have to deal directly with the client.
Okay. So you need to deal or maybe bid in case of governments to get orders?
Yes.
Okay. And our predominantly, in which sectors it is used, oil and gas, and which other sectors? All these bigger valves?
Yeah, it's mostly oil and gas.
Okay. So even in gas, suppose I want to broadly understand like this LNG pipeline or maybe hydrogen pipeline that may come in future. So would all these valves would be requiring that pipelines also?
Wherever there's a pipeline, you need valve to control that fluid.
Okay.
So a valve will be required in any kind of pipeline.
So this kind of bigger size of valves are predominantly used in that kind in pipelines.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Khushi Jain, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. I just wanted to ask, with our revenue targets for this year and the coming years, are we still optimistic to achieve 1,000 crores for  2030?
Yeah, target is the same. Thousandth year. That's, we'll start seeing the results. It's kind of, quite difficult to digest as of now because we are sitting at 50 crore-52 crore, and we are talking about 1,000 crore. But we know that market is there. And once we have that API, you will start seeing the changes in the revenues as well. Then the confidence will go up. Yeah, we are targeting that figure only.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Good to know. All the best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mayank Shah, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
My question is that as you are at 85% utilization and as this API thing is coming in, so have you planned any CapEx or something to move on to match the capacity of the orders you'll get in?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be requiring that CapEx in next year because this year we'll be accommodating the existing facility for the range of valves we want to develop in API. So next year definitely we'll be requiring new plant for, yeah.
And I also wanted to understand, is there a way that we can produce more number of units in a given year? Like, can the working capital can be changed or something? How can we improve that? Because to reach above 80 crores, is it possible with the current facility, like to do a revenue, a top line revenue of 80 crores, to do more than that? Is it possible or not?
Yeah, it is very much possible. It is very much possible because we are utilizing our machinery or infrastructure in those valves which are not contributing much. So we can always change those range with the new range which can give us more revenues and profitability. Because just to utilize the infrastructure and machinery, we have to have certain range of valves. So we can always change those range with the profitable range in API.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Yadav from Kirin Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Atom Valves Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@kirinadvisors.com. And once more, many thanks to management team and participants for joining the conference call.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.